So, and besides that, okay, no one was ever stoned to death for lusting after a woman in their heart or for getting divorced and remarried. That's ridiculous. Obviously, when the Bible puts the death penalty on adultery in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10, it's talking about a very specific situation. And let me read the verse for you. The Bible says, "And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." So what that says there is redundant, because it actually repeats the first part. The man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife. So the reason that that's being repeated is because that's the exact scenario where someone should be put to death. And I absolutely believe that if a man lies with his neighbor's wife, if someone goes to bed with a married woman, that that person should be put to death and the married woman should be put to death. That is what the Bible clearly states, and I believe Leviticus 20:10, and I believe that adultery should be against the law even today in the United States of America, that it should be a criminal offense, and that if it fits the criteria of this verse, that people who engage in it should be put to death. So trying to come up with this stupid straw man of saying, oh, well, if you lust after a woman in your heart, you're going to be put to death. All Jesus is teaching there in the Sermon on the Mount is just that none of us is sinless. And so if you lust in your heart, you've committed sin. If you get divorced and remarried, that's a sin. But it doesn't mean that you've actually committed the physical, literal act of adultery. Just like if you hate someone in your heart, the Bible says you're a murderer. If you hate your brother in your heart, you're a murderer, right? But here's the thing. That doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to round up all the hateful people and put them to death because we believe in the death penalty for murder. That's foolishness. But there are just a lot of stupid people in the world today, and so they come up with these dumb arguments like, oh, well, are you going to execute people who hate their brother in their heart? Obviously, the Bible is condemning sins in our heart, but, you know, the literal act is what gets you put to death, whether it be first-degree murder or this act of adultery that's described, etc.